This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine on Wednesday welcomed the range of Western sanctions imposed against Russia for its menacing actions in eastern Ukraine, while Kiev's Security Council called for a national state of emergency and the government recalled its ambassador to Moscow. Tensions mounted 2 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin decreed the eastern Ukraine regions of Luhansk and Donetsk were independent states and sent what he characterized as peacekeeping forces across the Ukrainian border, stoking fears of a broader conflict with the one-time Soviet Republic, which has been independent since 1991. Several Ukrainian state websites, including the government and foreign ministry homepages, could not be accessed on Wednesday. Ukrainian authorities said this week they had seen online warnings that hackers were planning major attacks on government forces, government agencies, banks, and the defense sector. Kiev blamed Moscow for the cyber attacks, although Russia has denied any involvement. The head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council called a nationwide state of emergency for 30 days, subject to parliamentary approval. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry advised against travel to Russia and urged anyone there to leave immediately, contending that Moscow's aggression could curb its ability to provide consular services. Meanwhile, Russia began evacuating its diplomatic posts in Ukraine. And by Wednesday afternoon, the Russian flag was no longer flying over its embassy in Kiev, where police surrounded the building. The United States, European Union, Canada, Britain, and Germany took a variety of actions Tuesday to punish Russia. They promised harsher sanctions if Russian troops advance further.